Sometimes a film dies at the box office, but ends up being remembered for the powerful performances of its actors. That was the case with last year's thriller Street Smart. The film co-starred Morgan Freeman as a pimp and Kathy Baker as a prostitute named Punchy. Both actors won awards from the National Society of Film Critics for their performances. Kathy Baker was in her 30s when she started her film career. She began acting in the theater. She appeared in 3 Sam Shepard plays at the Magic Theater in San Francisco, where she originated the role of May in Shepard's play Fool for Love. She played the part in the off-Broadway production and won an Obie. Baker co-stars in the new film Clean and Sober. She plays Charlie, a construction worker addicted to drugs and the wrong men. She's been involved in a long-term masochistic relationship when she meets Daryl Pointer, played by Michael Keaton, at a drug rehab center.
What do you do?
Real estate. I sell commercial real estate. What's so funny?
Nothing. I just knew.
Just knew what?
I knew. Slick guy like you had to do some kind of bogus tap dancing for a living.
One thing I noticed watching you in Clean and Sober, and this isn't something that we can really demonstrate on the radio, but even during scenes where you don't have a lot of lines, you have such an expressive face. Hmm. And your face keeps, just the way you use your eyes even, is so attention-getting. I don't mean in too broad a way, but you just really have a very expressive face.
Well, thank you.
How aware...
Sorry, I can't show that on radio.
Yeah, how aware are you of how you're using your face when you're acting?
Well, actually, it's funny you should bring that up because I have been told about that, and I tried very hard in Clean and Sober to have a less expressive face than usual, partly because I felt that a woman who's kind of down and out like Charlie in Clean and Sober, those kind of women, they've sort of been trained by life to not wear their hearts on their sleeves, mm-hmm. basically.
In Street Smart, you play a prostitute. And I was wondering how you learned how to walk and stand so that you were really displaying your body in a real sexual way. You know,
Oh, come on. You're a woman. Is that so hard?
Well, no. But here's the thing. I think of a lot of women as being really insecure with their bodies. And
well, if you're playing a prostitute, you got to do it.
No, exactly. Exactly.
I was just doing my job.
Did you meet any prostitutes or
No,
hang out on any street corners to observe women?
No, I didn't have much time, actually. I was doing a play in New York, and then I got cast. I had 10 days to get ready for this role, and I hardly got any time. I did meet with an undercover cop, a female undercover cop who is a decoy for Johns and hangs out on street corners and has to play a prostitute and has to deal with other prostitutes. So she was telling me, you know, some stuff about what prostitutes do and don't do. I never met a real one that I know of.
What's one of the things that the undercover cop told you that you were able to use?
She did tell me to put one foot up on a wall and lean against it. So she did tell me that thing when you say about how did I learn how to stand. She taught me that.
You also give a great rap as a prostitute in Street Smart. There's a scene where a customer takes you home and you assume that he wants sex, but he's the DA who's prosecuting your pimp on murder charges, and what he really wants is information. So you try to distract him and get him to think about sex, and you give him your rap.
You think I got something that'll help you? Well, I do. I know what you really want. You want to do things to me. You want to maybe hurt me a little bit, don't you? Come on, you can face it. It's okay. Face what you want. It's fine. I know you. I know you better than you think. I know what you dream
Look,
about.
Look, maybe you should just go.
Baby, okay. I got everything that
Look,
you need right here.
You should just leave, okay?
Hey! Okay, just relax. It's all right.
What did you pattern that on? I just really like the energy in that scene.
Makes me cringe to listen to it.
Why? Why does it make you cringe?
I don't know. I just haven't played that part in so long. It feels like another person did it. I can't believe I did that.
Is that very out of character for you to
yes.
be able to say something like
are you,
that?
Are you kidding me? Of course it is.
Ah. Now, you were brought up a Quaker, and I'm wondering what you've been able to find in yourself that relates to the role of a drug addict or a prostitute.
Oh, gosh. You know, there's just so many things that I'm sure the average person can relate to. Okay, you ask yourself, you know what it's like to sell something, right? You can figure out what it's like to sell something. You can figure out what it's like not to have a really high opinion of yourself. You can figure out what it feels like to want to please men. I'm sure most women out there can figure that one out. So those are three basic things that prostitutes are made up of without having to go out and actually be a prostitute.
There's another scene in Street Smart where your pimp, played by Morgan Freeman, thinks that you've betrayed him. He says that you need to be punished. He takes a sharp pair of scissors, holds it to your face, and tells you he's going to cut a piece off.
I could rip out your nose. Oh, I could snip off your lips. But you've been looking where you shouldn't. So it's your eyes that need to be punished. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take an eye. Just one eye, though. I need you to tell me which one you want me to take. The left one. And you want me to take the right one? What, the left?
No.
Well, which one?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please.
You take the left eye.
No.
The right?
No, please.
The left. Well, which one? You want me to take the
right? I don't know.
Left.
I don't know.
The right?
I don't
you
know.
You want me to take the left?
No, no. Left.
Well,
left. Left.
You're both great in that scene, and I was wondering what you were thinking about to express the appropriate level of panic.
All I had to do was look at Morgan Freeman's face.
I'll bet.
I didn't have to think of anything. That was, you know, people asking me, wasn't that hard? That was just about the easiest scene I've ever done because I had the most incredible stuff to work off of. Acting is reacting. All I had to do was react to Morgan.
I know that you're a professional and he's a professional and you know he's only acting, but when he so convincingly is staring you in the face, an inch away from your face, and telling you he's going to cut a piece off, do you ever get scared? I mean, genuinely scared.
Well, sure. That's why the performance looked so good, because I was genuinely scared. I mean, the script didn't say to start crying or anything, but I was
really?
Scared. Oh, no. I was scared. But I wasn't. Kathy Baker wasn't scared, but Punchy was scared.
Your character was scared.
Yeah, yeah. And the Kathy Baker wasn't. That's in actually, I find this sort of a complicated thing to explain, but maybe it isn't. Since Kathy Baker was not scared, that freed up Punchy to be able to be very scared. If Kathy Baker was scared and worried that she couldn't trust her co-actor, then my character Punchy could not be free to experience as fully as I did the terror of the moment.
Well, the two roles that I've seen you in as a reforming drug addict in Clean and Sober and a prostitute in Street Smart, they're both very physical, pretty aggressive, extroverted roles. And I was wondering if you feel extroverted roles suit you, and if you feel extroverted yourself.
I think I like to do extroverted. It's fun because I'm not that I'm introverted in real life, but I don't get to to talk or act like these women do. It's fun to, you know, come out of yourself and play somebody different. But I'm about to. I have a film coming out in which I play a kind of an old maid school teacher who's introverted and sexually repressed. And I mean, she's kind of feisty. And so I'm hoping I can play another part because your guys are about to see me do it.
And how do you think it's going to change your career once the movie opens? Any guesses?
Well, what I hope is that people won't only think of me as these tough prostitute drug addicts.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Terry.
Kathy Baker co-stars in the new film Clean and Sober. You can see her performance in Street Smart on home video. This is Fresh Air.